What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Speaking of Pebble Beach, by the way, our trip and I'm glad Eddie's out of here because now we can talk about Eddie with him, not him, because he tends to leave us in the middle of our segments. But did you notice, like, Eddie's a hugger. He loves to hug.
Yeah, that's his thing. Yep.
That's his thing. Like, he met the people from scratch, for a day and a half?
Yeah, a couple days, yeah.
Right. And the hugs he gave them were like hugs at a funeral, like when somebody unexpectedly passes away.
Yeah.
And you come up and you see them and you feel so genuinely bad for what their family is going through.
Mm.
And you hug, like, stand up for a sec.
Oh, God.
Gotta just like, oh, my God, Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how Eddie does it.
You put your leg up on me.
Yeah, but he didn't put his leg up. I'm sorry. That was just something natural that just happened.
There was one point that I saw Eddie holding the cameraman Zane from behind, like that couple at the Coldplay concert.
Yes.
And I said, man, that's a little strange.
I just thought that the whole thing was awkward as hell. Now, did he give Nicole that kind of hug?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the airport, yeah.
Oh, he did
at the airport.
At the airport as well.
Because that was the final. Because we knew we were going to the airport with her.
So this is a final hug thing with
her. Yeah, so when he saw those other guys that you saw him hug, that was his final time of seeing them.
And he saw them for all of about, 16 hours maybe?
I will say that I felt like I knew them for a long time. We spent a lot of time with them. But we were
with them all the time. These guys were out there looking at seals and,
You
know, bobcats and crap.
But that's what Eddie does. I mean, that's just on brand for him. That's what he does.
Did you guys go to Carmel?
Yes, we did.
Oh, you did?
We had lunch there.
Oh, okay. I didn't see anything from you guys at Carmel.
Yeah, we didn't really take a lot of video. It wasn't that exciting. It was a lot of, there were a lot of cars. People were like showing off their cars.
Oh, this was a car show.
Yeah. That just brought way too many people. We headed back.
Okay. Eddie walking on the beach.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, but those hugs I just thought were.
Well, he's such a non-threatening man when it comes to like.
But how would like Nicole and Zane.
Because you just had. Ian,
did he hug Ian too?
Of course he did. He hugs everybody, man.
He could crush Ian in half.
Yeah, same with Rob. Probably broke a rib. But like, when you. Eddie, even if you spend 5 minutes with him, you understand.
He's a lover.
Right. He's a softy. He's a lover. He likes people. And like, there's nothing sort of perverted about his
Oh, we know hugging. That. We know that.
I know we know that. And what I'm saying is even with people that are borderline strangers, it, within seconds, minutes, he just gives off this, hey, I'm safe.
Don't you think that they thought that it was probably a little bit awkward?
No, I don't. This is my point. My point is that
he's from Australia.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know. Australians don't come across to me as people that like to hug.
Yeah, I did hear Zane actually at one point out on the golf course. He goes, who's that overweight hippie who was grabbing me for like 4 or 5 seconds? The guy with the gray ponytail. Who was that guy?
Yeah,
it's a little bit weird.
I didn't know whether to say something or not, so I didn't. You know, because I got one of those hugs too.
Well, yeah, but he...
I'm used to those hugs.
I've gotten a hug like that since 2005.
But you guys are also of a larger build. It's when a thin person, like I do when he comes towards me for a hug, for some, like I have to brace for it.
Yeah. Gina, when we see Eddie braces, she goes, oh God, here we go. And not in like a weird way. Not in a weird way, in a like he could hurt me way because he grabs so tightly.
But I know. So it is a thing, though. That's what I'm pointing out here. So you just told me that Gina said, oh no, here we go. And Al is saying he's got a brace. So what I interpreted and what I felt, I didn't bring up at the time, I'm just bringing up now, is correct. Like, here comes this strange guy that we just met an hour and a half ago. And he's coming in for a ginormous hug.
Nope. I don't agree with that.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I think that it's...
How about somebody who does it? How do you not know? Maybe somebody doesn't want like touching interaction like that. I'm not just talking about...
He doesn't care. He goes right for it.
Okay.
But he's never had... No one's ever complained or anything.
Does he have like hug radar where he knows that he can go in and get a hug? You think
no,
he has
I
that?
Think that he gives it off. Like, you know how you look at some dogs and you're like, this is a dog I can pet. And you look at another dog and you're like, this is a dog that could rip my throat out. And you just know when you look at it. You know, and this would be like a dog who's just sitting there, gives you the eyes.
Oh, that's a breed.
Well, hold on a second. This is what I'm trying to say. You look at the dog and you just, like, it looks up at you. You do that to its face and it's like licks you and everything else. And then there'd be like a dog that's, you're like, all right, I'm staying away from that dog. In the human version of that, Eddie is that lovable dog you want to go up and you want to scratch behind the ears and go, good boy. And he gives off that aura where it's like if he comes in for a hug, you're like, you know what? This is coming from a good place. This is not a pervert who's touching me. That's my thesis statement. is that you could be around Eddie for...
I don't think it's a pervert. I didn't say that. And I wasn't
you're implying that it's weird and...
I just like... Yeah, I mean, how many people in your life have come up to you to give that have known you for a day and a half and they've given you like a smothering hug? That's a smothering hug.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't...
I mean, it's like, come here, big guy!
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, it is a smothering hug.
I guess, yeah, maybe because we're used to it. I'm not, but I'm just, I don't know. I stand by what I'm saying. I think,
how many other people in your life give you smothering hugs? And would you let anybody that you just met give you a smothering hug?
Well, you wouldn't know it was a smothering hug if you hadn't met them. So I do not have any other huggers that hug with the tenacity of Eddie. I don't have any.
It's a thing. I'm telling you.
Well, it's his thing, but I don't think it's a bad thing.
I'm not saying. He has any ill intentions. I'm just saying that what I witnessed was an awkwardness between strangers, not with us.
So you felt like they felt odd about it. The scratch people.
They never told me anything about it. They're probably overwhelmed that they just got smother hugged.
Let me ask you this, because I wonder this too: if there's a group and we're all saying goodbye, and Eddie delivers a hug. Do you feel like you then also should deliver the hugs as a goodbye?
No. Other people, yeah. See, this is the thing.
No, I don't.
So Eddie hugged me at the same time because he knew I was not going back to the airport with him. So he hugged me like I expected Eddie to hug me because I've been around Eddie and I expect that. But when I watched him hug the other people that he had just met a day and a half earlier, I noticed like, oh, this is what we're doing here now? So the smother hug is something that you could do with friends, but Eddie seems to feel like he can smother hug anybody.
I tell you this, though, Ross.
Oh, you're back. Okay.
Ross said, hey, I need another Eddie hug. Wow. So I gave him one.
Look at that.
There you go. So Ross appreciated it. What about Zane? Zane looked a little bit uncomfortable because Australians could be that way.
No, I didn't think that.
Okay, how about Nicole?
She seemed fine.
Ian?
Fine.
Ian seems a little cold.
Cold?
What do you mean? Like he wouldn't want a smother hug.
Oh, okay. Not someone who would like to be touched by a stranger. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, I don't know. I told you, I really think that Eddie, even though we spent more time with him, Eddie just has this way about him that he, when he hugs, it's like, oh, that, you know what? That felt good. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't, it came out of nowhere, but man, you know what? I enjoyed that.
Couple gallons of Lucia Pinot Noir, and boom, he's hugging everybody.
Well, I mean, if those hugs were happening at that dinner, then yeah, there was no awkwardness there. But if you're telling me it's just like a sober airport experience and those hugs,
I saw the hugs on the golf, you know, on that after Jerry hit the putt.
Oh, okay,
that's where I saw. Did you hug up there, or was it when we were leaving after dinner?
Celebration of Jerry at that point and his new putter.
And you did hug people then?
I don't think so.
I saw you coming down on the green, and I thought you were hugging some people. But then after dinner that night, you did hug somebody.
Well, that was the goodbye, yeah.
And it was the goodbye smother hug.
Well, I guess, yeah. Sure.
I'm not sure exactly what you're getting at.
It popped into my mind. I don't know why it popped into my mind.
Okay. Did you ever give somebody a hug, Eddie, that you just met that said something to you like, wow, like I gave a negative review of that hug?
No.
Yeah. See, I mean, I'm telling you.
You hug anybody after you, like, you smoke a cigarette.
I don't think Eddie smokes, does he?
Not that I know of. I'm not saying anymore. If you did.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.